What about, like out around your house, when you were a boy, did you have a place like to store wood?
No, we stacked it up the side of the wall.
Oh, I see. You didn't have a separate little house or anything. Did you have a little, well, what kind of little buildings did you have out beside your house?
We had a little smokehouse. And I got shut up in that with sulfur on the stove.
You did? Oh, wow.
My sister, my brother, he slammed my sister in there and shut her up in there first. And that sulfur was burning just a blue blaze where we was drying fruit to keep bugs out of it. And boy, he shut her up in there and she was hollering for dear life to get out. And I don't recollect who let her out. I believe that my mother hollered and told him, said, "You better let that girl out of there, your sister out of there," or something like that. And then after that, she caught me in there sampling the dried fruit.
Oh, you were sampling.
And she slammed the door shut on me.
She did.
And I run these big old wide cracks about that wide, you know, to let the fumes out. And I put my mouth up to that crack in the door to breathe, to get air, fresh air. And they let me out.
They finally let you out.
Yeah, she's just laughing big. It was funny to her to have me shut up.
That's terrible. Well, so you had a smokehouse then. Well, what other little buildings might they have?
We just had the barn.
You had the barn. Do they have, what did people usually call outdoor toilets?
No, we just called it what it was,
Called it the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear people call it privy?
Yeah, some of them back then called it privy. But we just called it toilet when I was boy. But we didn't have one.
You didn't have one, But if you'd had to call it one.
We run off in the woods.
Well, I think that a lot of people didn't have them. That's very common, even now. But, you had a barn. What about where would you store corn?
We put it in a crib.
And
we had one little old part of it called a crib, and it was usually logged off in there, you know, to where the...
Oh, I see.
And then we'd put part of it full of hay, and maybe we'd have a lot of sorghum cane, and we'd stand that in our barn, and leave it in there until we faded out winter.
Well, what about where would you store your grain?
Well, that was about the only grain we had.
That was about
the only grain. Wheat. If we had wheat, we had it tied up in bundles, and we growed wheat 1 year, if I can recollect. And we put that wheat in the barn, in the bundle, and fed it. Winter, we'd feed it just in the barn.
Well, what would you call the upper part of the barn where you store your hay?
Loft.
And if there was more hay than you could get in the barn, what would you have to do with it?
Well, we'd cut a great big old pole, a real big old pole. And then we'd start in around that pole like this, leave rough knots on the pole, cut out spurs on it, leave them on there. We'd put that down on the ground, or way down, about 2 foot down the ground.